Joining us on the phone from the Iowa DNR is Vince Evelsizer. Thank you so much for getting back with us, Vince.
You bet.
Hey, Vince. Bears? What? What the heck? Are we actually seeing a bear in central Iowa?
Yeah, it's pretty neat and also something we can all talk about and learn more about.
All right. Absolutely. Let's talk all kinds of bears. All right, let's at least talk about the bear that's here. Should I be scared?
Not scared, no. We all just need to have common sense with them and give them space.
So I am curious about, I mean, I looked on the DNR website. I saw the map of sightings in the past. It is a rather rare occurrence this happens, which is why it's creating such a buzz. When was the last time we had a bear this far south in Iowa?
Well, 2 years ago, we had a few bears in Iowa, and one, maybe two of them got down to the Highway 20, Bremer, Blackhawk County area. So we've had a few recently that have gotten, you know, into east central Iowa. Typically, they're coming into northeast Iowa and then moving around in a southwesterly direction, and some of them loop back up and around to northeast Iowa and then stay there for a while or go back up into Wisconsin or Minnesota, where they often come from.
So how long do you think it'll be before this particular bear gets bored, finds out we only have corn and beans here, and decides to go back to wherever it came from, the land of milk and honey, apparently?
Well, I think the time will tell. We don't know for sure on it. Tama County has some habitat there that's probably relatively good or conducive to bears, but I would guess it'll keep moving. It may hang around here through May and June and then disappear. We'll see.
So once he figures out that he's not getting any response with his calls.
Yeah, the breeding season for bears is actually late spring, early summer. So he might be out and about for that already, or he's just hungry and looking for new territory. As long as it doesn't get itself in trouble with humans, you know, doing anything to threaten human safety or depredate livestock or bee aviaries, that sort of thing, then we're encouraging folks to leave it be and leave it alone.
Lock your doors and hide your picnic baskets.
No, just common sense. We always encourage people to keep on enjoying the outdoors. This is only one bear we don't have. Minnesota and Wisconsin each have populations of 20 to 30,000, and lots of people up there continue to enjoy the outdoors, camping, fishing, hiking, all that stuff.
And so, this is just one little old young bear.
Yeah. If we have a bear hang around in one area for quite a while, then we encourage folks to take precautionary steps like putting away their bird feeders, their pet food, keeping their garbage locked up tight, as in inside where it doesn't smell and tempt a bear. They'll eat about anything. They're omnivores and have extremely good sense of smell. It goes a long ways to just take some common sense precautions.
And that's actually one of the things that I hoped that we could talk about real quick. Since they are omnivores, the chances of them getting hungry enough to attack, say, livestock and things like that, I know they will, but aren't they more opportunistic generally than actually aggressive towards livestock?
Correct. Every bear is a little bit different, but typically they're opportunistic and they'd rather avoid humans than anything that has to do with humans. So in a natural setting, they're going to key in on food sources this time of the year. There's a lot of new plants growing that are tender and taste good to a bear, things like sedges and grasses and things like that. They eat quite a bit of vegetation. And then as we get into summertime, they're going to feed on berries that are growing in the woods a lot more, things like raspberries and gooseberries and stuff like that.
Well, Vince, I want to thank you so much for getting back with us and telling us a little bit about the bear and what we should be concerned about or not concerned about. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for the work that you do.
You bet. Anytime.